All right, well, we are here at the what would have been the Mitt Romney victory party. He just conceded, and I've got three young men here. Gentlemen, must be a disappointing night. I know I'm not the most thrilled as I could be. I'm probably one of the few media people who aren't thrilled. What do you think? Any comments on the race, things that might have gone wrong, or are you going to have to wait for another day for that?
Well, you know, I think the main issue here was the auto bailout. But in 4 years, those won't be an issue, and I think that we'll be able to run our conservative values as they are and win.
Now, that's an interesting question. One of the things that Mitt Romney talked about a lot during this campaign is working across the aisle rather than the idea of fighting for a conservative position. Do you think that hurt him, or is it a question of just more Obama, the Obama coalition from 2008 showing up? Or is it too early to tell?
It's a question I can't really answer. I think the Republican base has in fact shifted to the right over the last 2 years, and I think there's been less of a tolerance for bipartisanship. But I hope that with the second Obama term, the fact that there is no election in 4 years where he's going to be on the ticket, that maybe they can work together and get some things done. I think that by and large Americans want compromise. That's why the approval rating in Congress is only 9% last time I checked. So I think Americans are hungry for it, but it's possible that, you know, in trying to win the election, that the enthusiasm wasn't as high on the Republican side because they want someone who maybe is a bit more conservative and a bit less moderate.
Now, the Republicans remained in the House, so regardless of, and retained control, so regardless of the percentage rating that is given overall, apparently America likes its Republicans who are in the House. So what does that mean for the GOP?
I think what was an interesting storyline that happened was that there are 30 governors now who are Republican, and a lot of about the same proportion that are actually like in the House that remain Republican as well. I think there was just a unique split in that people actually didn't vote straight down party lines. Like we had the example in New Hampshire, where people voted for the governor there was Sam and Obed compared to the actual results of Obama versus Romney. So there was an interesting bifurcation in both the Democrat Party and the Republican Party about, like, Assad, for example, in New Hampshire, ran on a no tax pledge, right?
So she ran conservative.
She ran more conservative. Oliver Stein says no more taxes on it. So there, I think what's happening is that people are becoming, at least the good candidates are becoming smarter about what their base is about and about how they turn out the vote. I think, for example, in Obama, they were a heavily data-driven team. They knew exactly what it took to pull out their base. All the ads relating to women, to auto bail, they all spoke to specific people that they knew that they needed to turn out the vote, and that's what they wanted.
Okay, any thoughts of, and you hate to do this, well, technically it's the day after the election, so any thoughts 2016, who you'd be backing?
I have no idea.
Who would you like to see running?
I would just simply characterize it in the sense of someone who believes in the greatness of the country, someone who can join us together. Anyone who can do that?
All right.
I see Hillary Clinton run in 2016.
Well, I don't think you'll be disappointed on by that score. Although Benghazi is still going to be a lot of fun. That's not going to go away.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, and very much for your time.
Yeah. Thank you.